Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Tonight, listen, did you hear that? The glowstones just blinked, like tiny lights deciding to take a nap. I'm Maggie, and I can't wait to show you what happens when the den grows a little quieter. Are you ready? Then let's stomp on in. Tonight, the den felt extra cozy. Blankets in a puffy mound, and moss cushions that almost hug you. In the middle, a circle of glowstones usually hummed like tiny nightlights. But then Tank came over, and his sparkles went quiet. Not gone, just softer, like someone turned down the brightness a little. The air smelled like warm bread and mint, and everyone paused. Why would the stones dim? Those little lights helped the den find bedtime stories and late-night hugs, so it mattered.
First came Tank, Tiny Tank, with his tumbled spikes, who wiggled his toes and watched his own sparkles fizzle like sleepy stars. "Oh, oh," he whispered, a small puzzled sound.
Rexy, who usually has a big, cheerful tail glow, poked under the ferns and muttered, "Where did my glow go?" Like someone searching for a lost button. Can you imagine digging in soft moss? It tickles, doesn't it?
Lincoln tried standing taller, stretching to see if being big would help. "Maybe if I stand on tiptoes," he said, and everyone let out a little soft laugh because tiptoes didn't help at all.
London tilted his head and listened very quietly. The stones gave a hush, like a tiny question tucked under the moss. It wasn't words exactly, but if stones could whisper, it would sound like, "Are you here?"
They tried funny ideas first. Rexy slipped his bright scarf around a stone, like putting on a hat. Lincoln sang a silly song about glowing like a firefly. "Twinkle, tangle, tiptoe light, shine with all your dynamite." Tank blew on the stones as if they were birthday candles. The stones listened politely, but only a tiny, polite shimmer answered back. Those small, kind-hearted attempts made everyone feel a little braver, but the glowstones still hovered between sleepy and awake. The den felt very special and a little hushy, safe, but wanting a warm idea to wake everything up. One by one, they moved closer, sitting in a circle like a soft clock. Tank nuzzled a stone and gave it a tiny hug. Rexy told a quick, silly story about getting his tail stuck in the moss, and everyone giggled. Lincoln offered his tallest leaf as a blanket. Little things, shared without fanfare. Imagine leaning in and feeling a tiny, warm tingle on your fingers, like touching a cup that's been sitting in the sun. That tingle is a small kindness, and the stones noticed. Then a tiny, ticklish sparkle popped back. Not all at once, but like lights waking up one by one. Tank's sparkles blinked awake with a cheerful squeak. Rexy's tail glow peeked out with a proud little aha. Lincoln's leaf seemed pleased, and London whispered, "They're whispering thank you," in a voice as soft as a feather. But then one small stone blinked out again, like it remembered being tired. They tried a few more things. Rexy's wobbly tree dance, Lincoln's favorite rhyme, Tank sharing his last crumb of dino biscuit. Those moments were sweet, but the light still rose and dipped like a gentle sea.
Mama T-Rex crouched down with a soft smile and reminded them of a little truth, not as an order, but as a friendly memory. When someone shares their light, the whole room brightens a bit. So they tried something new. Instead of each dino trying to make their own glow bigger, they began to share the small lights they already had.
Tank let his sparkles tickle Rexy's tail. Rexy said, "Your laugh is the best kind of bubble."
and Lincoln folded his leaf over a stone like a tiny blanket. London shared a soft memory the Den had heard before, about letting your light shine so others can find the path. It wasn't a lesson given like a syrupy rule. It felt like tucking in a favorite sweater.
And then the stones did something lovely. They began to hum a tiny tune. Light returned in ribbons and ripples, golden threads, sprigs of blue, a soft pink wash that smelled faintly of mint. The whisper changed into a friendly voice that seemed to say, "Thank you for sharing your light." Hearts felt warm, like cinnamon and clean blankets.
So the lesson grew from their actions. When we share the little lights we have, kind words, helping hands, a small hug, the whole room brightens. It was a quiet reminder that our small kindnesses help others find their way. Not a scolding, just a gentle map for being brave and gentle together.
Now it's your turn, little explorer. Have you ever helped a friend the way Tank shared his sparkles? Can you think of a time you made someone smile with your words or a hug? Maybe tonight you can try one small light. Share a story, offer a blanket, say something kind, and see how your house or classroom feels a little brighter. Ask a grown-up to listen as you tell them how it felt.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. If you love tonight's cozy mystery, stomp on over and subscribe so you won't miss the next adventure. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den!